Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Five states held their primaries yesterday, including New York, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. The New York race for governor has a local connection. Vermont native Zephyr Teachout mounted an upstart campaign against popular Democratic incumbent Andrew Cuomo. No one expected her to beat him, and she didn't. But some people think Teachout's campaign has put a bit of a wake in front of what Cuomo might have expected to be smooth sailing all the way to November. Here to talk with us a little bit about it is Casey Seiler. He is state editor for the Albany Times-Union. Casey, nice to talk with you.
Jane, good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
So some Vermonters and certainly many of our listeners in New York have been following this campaign, and partly because Zephyr Teachout grew up in Vermont. But for people who didn't follow this race, who is she and why was she challenging an incumbent in her own party?
Well, as you noted, born in Vermont, the daughter of a prominent judge. She is currently a Fordham University law professor. She's an author. She has a book coming out, I believe, in just a couple of weeks on corruption in America. I think, in fact, that's the title. Back in the spring, she was recruited by the Working Families Party, which is a progressive party, a third party in New York, to see if there was any possibility of channeling liberal, progressive discontent over some of Governor Andrew Cuomo's policies on ethics and tax cuts, to be specific. She went for the nomination of the Working Families Party. She narrowly defeated when Cuomo rediscovered, I think you could say, his progressive roots, or at least claimed to. And then after that nomination, the WFP nomination went to Cuomo, she decided to continue with her primary effort. She got a big boost in July when a scandal over Cuomo's decision to mothball a corruption investigation committee that he created about a year ago really exploded as the result of a big narrative story in the New York Times that kind of detailed how Cuomo and his administration had sort of meddled in the operations of that panel and had made some political calculations in the decision to get rid of it. And that unease, that antipathy in some quarters toward Cuomo certainly put the wind to her back and gave her a result that I think it's fair to say was a good 10 percentage points higher than anybody had been expecting. They put her at about 20 to 25, and she ended up capturing more than 34% of the vote, a little less than a 2-to-1 win by Cuomo. But it definitely is seen as something of, as my colleague Matt Hamilton described it, not a black eye, but a lumpy bruise for Cuomo.
Well, and Andrew Cuomo basically just tried to ignore Teachout throughout the whole primary season. Just in the last week, a video surfaced of Cuomo kind of awkwardly ignoring and trying to avoid Teachout at what I think was a Labor Day parade. Mm-hmm. But he did still win the primary. She may have gotten 34%, but he still won. So a lumpy black eye, is that enough of an injury to damage him as we go into the general election season?
No. I based on every poll, you have to remember that Teachout was driven by liberal, progressive discontent. He is now running against Rob Astorino, who is the Republican Westchester County executive. Astorino's campaign is going to be driven in large part by conservative antipathy towards Cuomo. And in a deep blue state like New York, that is simply not enough to put him over the line based on every head-to-head poll that that has come out so far, which gives Cuomo essentially an even stronger win in the general over Astorino than he enjoyed in the primary over Teachout. And, now those who are still in the race, meaning Rob Astorino and Howie Hawkins, who is the Green Party gubernatorial candidate, are calling out, clamoring for Teachout supporters to rally to their side. I think it's fair to say that that Howie Hawkins, who of course is a much more progressive candidate, is likely to reap a lot more Teachout supporters than Astorino will.
And is Teachout going away? I mean, she is a professor at Fordham. Is she going back to her regular pre-political campaign season life?
Well, it's not even, I think we're talking 12 hours after, or 13 hours after her concession speech. But I think right now she's probably going to kind of return to the Academy, and probably, I think she's probably going to get a lot more interview requests for her book on corruption in America than she would had she not run for governor. But I think it remains to be seen. I don't know if progressive politics, kind of staying in the mix, is something she aspires to do. She definitely made a name for herself 4 months ago. If Zephyr T. mugged you, you probably would not be able to identify her the police. And now, you know, she's a prominent progressive voice in a state of near 20 million people.
Casey Seiler is the state editor for the Albany Times Union and co-host of New York Now on WMHT. That's a local public broadcaster. Casey, thank you so much for telling us a little bit about the primary.
My pleasure.
Again, Casey has been telling us about the results of the New York primary, where incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo beat challenger Zephyr Teachout. Four other states held primaries yesterday as well. In New Hampshire, Scott Brown handily beat nine other candidates to become the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate. He'll now face one-term incumbent Gene Shaheen. There's a race for governor in New Hampshire as well, where Democrat Maggie Hassan will now engage with the winner of yesterday's Republican primary, Walt Havenstein. In Massachusetts, Governor Deval Patrick is not running for re-election. His successor on the Democratic ticker is going to be Martha Coakley, who incidentally lost to Scott Brown in a special election for Ted Kennedy's seat in 2010. Martha Coakley going to face Republican winner Charlie Baker in the Massachusetts governor race. One more interesting race to talk about in Massachusetts. Longtime Congressman John Tierney lost a tight primary battle to Seth Moulton, a businessman, Marine, and Iraq War veteran who's been vocal in his opposition to the war that he fought in. Moulton, a Democrat, will now face Republican Richard Teese.